Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm seeing here that we've got some kind of special announcement coming up at 10 a.m.
I saw that too.
What's that about, Nicole?
Spill it.
Special announcement.
Special.
Bryn?
It's special.
It's a special secret.
Well, who's doing
announcement.
It? Who's doing the? Are we doing it? Who's doing this announcement?
You.
That's right.
Oh, so you're asking us to not spill the beans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not going to allow you to spill the beans.
So, Nicole, you know?
No, I just know that there's a special announcement.
Oh, you rat!
So Bryn knows. Bryn's the one who knows.
Yeah.
Bryn. All right, so I guess we'll, you know, please make sure that you are here at 10 o'clock for a special announcement. I don't like not knowing.
Well, it can't be a concert announcement. We know it's not that, right?
Right. Like, what
can I can tell you guys about it off the air.
Oh, really? You will? Let's go off the air right now.
Yeah.
I want to hear about this.
Who wants to hear another Green Day song?
Yeah, how about a Green Day song, everybody?
Text it to us.
Just text it so we can be excited.
Thank you, Bryn.
Yeah, we can't.
By the way, your screen being blacked out like that is
bothering it's super weird. We have a little Zoom meeting that we have.
There's
going
a lot
so
going on
other.
Over here right now.
Oh, there is.
Just
sorry.
You know,
we'll move on. Let's leave him be.
Okay.
Text
us.
What do you got for trash?
It's brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check out any videos or helpful links that we mention on the air by following our Facebook page. Well, this one has nothing to do with COVID or Black Lives Matter. It's still distressing, though.
Oh.
Not because we know this guy, because we don't. You know, in 1994, they made a Little Rascals movie. 1994. So obviously, you know, the original Spanky and Alfalfa were not in that.
Okay.
Did you see, I totally watched all the Little Rascals shows, but you hated black and white TV, so I'm thinking
I didn't
maybe
like that at all, really. I am familiar with it enough.
Right.
I want to say it was on around I think they were airing that show in a block with like the Popeye cartoons.
Yeah.
Like it was I don't know if it was Sunday or Saturday, whatever it was. So I would see them occasionally while I was waiting to get to Popeye. And what was the dude's name who was the artist? I think he just did introductions.
Bob Ross?
No. But it was he's like at an easel or some kind of drawing table.
Oh, and like because he drew the characters or something.
I think so. I'm having a vague memory of all this, but I don't.
I don't know who that was.
But anyway, I did see some of those. I didn't really find them that entertaining. You know, I liked the Three Stooges to some extent, but even that was sort of I just didn't watch black and white TV.
You know, there just wasn't that much on. I the only reason I ever watched any Stooges was because they were on, you know, back in the olden days, kids, there weren't a lot of channels. And even the ones that that had something good on, you still had to tune them in. Like there was a whole dial and antenna and tinfoil thing going on. So you you were stuck watching like the thing that came in the best. So anyway, I don't even know when they made those in the 40s. I have no idea when they made
40s, 50s had to be, right?
Well, early on, I mean, full black and white, and these kids, you know, I think a lot of them were dead by the time we were watching these shows. So
they did a remake.
In 1994, they did a remake.
I don't have any memory of it. Do you?
No. I like the vaguest of like that they were making one, but it's certainly not something I once saw. I have no idea if it was in color or in black and white. So a little kid at the time by the name of Bug Hall. That's his name.
Bug Hall.
Bug Hall. He played Alfalfa in the Little Rascals movie that was made in 94. So he's like a 9-year-old, something like
that.
Right. He just got arrested in a Texas hotel. The police.
All the bad stuff happens in hotels, man.
I know. All the bad stuff happens in hotels. This is no question, right? So a family member asked for a wellness check. Like, you know, we can't get a hold of Bug. Guy's name's Bug Hall. We can't get a hold of Bug. Officers, can you please go make sure he's okay? Which makes me think, okay, if they're checking on this guy, there's already some stuff going on. So they, I don't know, bust into the room, or maybe they just knock and he opens the door like, what? And they find cans all around the room, like of the stuff you use to dust your keyboard with.
Oh, you know, he's a huffer.
He's a huffer. So they arrested him for it. Like it's illegal to be a huffer.
Right.
His first name is actually Brandon, but Bug is so much better. He's 35 years old. They found just tons of cans all around the room and arrested him for being a huffer.
Well, they may have saved his life.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Although, when you're 35 years old and you're holed up in a hotel, you know, it seems like you're... I don't know. Maybe he gets into huffing rehab or something, but it just like, what are you doing?
Well, you're in the hotel because people can find you elsewhere, and
yes,
and so, and you don't want anyone walking in on you surrounded by cans and you know whatever. I guess that stuff wouldn't leave. We've seen mug shots where someone was huffing paint, and that you know it's all around their mouth. The paint is so.
Right.
That wouldn't show any color, but I'm sure, God, the dude's brains must have been blasted.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, honestly, any huffing, it's just all you're doing is killing brain cells. I don't know what kind of high you get off of this. Basically, though, so I'm looking at his mugshot right here. He's, you know, he's a 35-year-old white guy, close-cropped hair. He's got a sad look on his face, like,
Well, someone ruined his party.
Sure. They said, have you been inhaling from these cans? And he said, yes, I have. That's it. It's over.
I just have a dirty keyboard.
I really need to clean this thing up. It's super dusty. So they hauled him in.
Good.
Booked him. The original Alfalfa was played by, when he was a little boy, was Carl Switzer. So he died in 59 at the age of 31.
Wow, that's young. What did he do?
He was shot in the groin during a dispute over $50 and bled out.
Oh my God. And so they hit an artery,
the main vein. Right? Yeah.
One running right up your thigh.
Right. So not good ends for, well, listen, the new Alfalfa hasn't ended yet. And maybe, like you said, maybe they saved his life. Someone saved my life tonight.
That's one of the worst things, though. I know drugs are all the same, and even though I'm an alcoholic, it's no different than anything else that you crutch on.
Become addicted to.
And yet that whole, you know, I don't know, I guess he's putting it into a baggie and huffing it in a bag.
I have no idea how all that works, man.
I have to believe that's the case. So he's, you know, oh, God, and imagine what that must, how your throat,
ugh. Doesn't seem like a party.
No.
But often it's not by the end, as I've been told.
Right.
You know? Nobody's having any fun here.
Well, sorry, Bug. I hope you get it together.
Yeah, there you go. Good luck to the new Alfalfa, Bug Hall. Jimmy Kimmel, he's been in the news actually for a couple of days. One of the things he's in the news for today is some blackface sketches he did back in the 90s on The Man Show.
Mm-hmm.
He did impersonation.
Did you watch that show?
I have seen it. I knew it wasn't for me when, like, the main attraction of the show is just a girl jumping on a trampoline in a bikini. I went, oh, well, it's called The Man Show.
Yeah.
How wonderful that that
I didn't really watch
object.
It. And I actually love Kimmel and I love, who's his buddy that I can't, Carolla. I love both those guys. Right. I never really watched that show. And part of the reason is, as much as I love women, I'm not interested in watching them jump on a trampoline for entertainment purposes. Yeah. Like, I just don't like
it. It just seemed ugh, to me.
I never saw the sketch in question, but go on. So Kimmel is talking.
Well, I guess
about
he did
something.
It a lot of times. He did. He did Karl Malone. He did Oprah. He did Snoop Dogg. He's never really addressed it until now. He issued an apology yesterday, calling the sketches thoughtless and embarrassing. And he admitted he didn't speak out sooner because he didn't want his apology to be perceived as a victory by, quote, those who equate apologies with weakness and cheer for leaders who use prejudice to divide us. He added he didn't mean to be racist or hurtful when he did the sketches. He thought of them as, quote, impersonations of celebrities and nothing more. He said
that's what I would have said, too, because I have thought that most of the people that are now being pulled, you know, from history. Mm-hmm. You know, what was that? Trudeau is another dude. Yep. I don't know him and I'm not trying to defend him, but I don't think they realized the offense they were creating. I don't think Kimmel did either. And so it's a bummer to see that situation. I never did it. I wore a green face because I was a Martian once. I dressed as a girl once for sure. Full mm-hmm. makeup. Yeah. But in this situation, it is best for him to just say, I didn't understand what I was, the offense I was making.
I thought of him as an impersonation. And right. it's not funny. I mean, I love to do accents and voices. And honestly, they're impersonations and they're not meant to. But you know what? I need to really think about that, too. Because, you don't want to be hurtful, even if you didn't mean it to be that way. An impression can be a hurtful thing, and not just for the person you're impersonating, like anybody, you know, who's affected by that. When I do an impersonation of someone who's of Indian descent, you know, maybe I'm just trying to read a quote from someone I know is Indian, and it's offensive to someone else. I don't want to do that. I do love doing
it's a
accents.
Well,
it sucks.
There's no question right now we're looking at this sort of settling place. We have to find a new normal as we see statues coming down and all these changes that are trying to be made. There's no doubt that could get super slippery. Like I know we want to do right by all the people. I believe that. And yet we also have to be careful how much of our history we erase and how many things that we are sensitive about, because at some point we will find ourselves incapable of speaking with others.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It feels like, oh my goodness,
let me get through this, because honestly, we could go down this hole. Jimmy Kimmel said he's not going to stop criticizing social injustice. Quote, I won't be bullied into silence by those who feign outrage to advance their oppressive and genuinely racist agendas. So he's saying he's sorry for doing those things, said they were impersonations and he didn't mean them to be harmful. He understands that they're a problem. Megan Fox, and you know, it's funny, you and I briefly talked about this yesterday. This is another Jimmy Kimmel story. Mm-hmm. I actually remember seeing this interview.
You do?
I do. And I don't know if I saw it, because I tape all the late night shows, and so I watch those. And I love Kimmel. I actually think he is simply one of the best interviewers and so relaxed. He's genuinely funny. I really enjoy him. But I remember seeing this interview with Megan Fox, and I don't remember if I was offended on her behalf but I remember seeing it and I remember thinking, well, that's a reaction. She was talking about, and I, you know, in the intervening years, I think this interview was like 2009 or something.
OK. Okay.
In the intervening years, she's been blackballed in Hollywood. She had said that being on Michael Bay's set of Transformers was like, you know, it was, he ran it like he was a Nazi or something. I think she called him Hitler. I can't
it was
remember.
A Hitler comment. Yeah. I do remember that. Was that part of that interview?
Well, she talks about Michael Bay a lot, but no, she, I think she came out and said that a little later.
That was a separate thing, right. Okay.
And he was like, he said stuff like, she's dumb as a box of rocks and, you know, what, a, she's trailer trash. And everyone went, oh, okay. And that's, and she, I'll, let me just read through this story and you can take from it what you will. Jimmy Kimmel and Michael Bay are getting heat after this old interview resurfaced over the weekend. So this is an interview where Megan Fox is sitting down with Jimmy Kimmel and describing having to dance for Michael Bay, the director of this movie, in a bikini at age 15. She says, Brynn, were you able to find any of this audio or is
yeah,
audio?
Let's see how the feed sounds.
Okay.
I had just turned 15 and I was an extra in Bad Boys 2. He approved it and they said, you know, Michael, she's 15, so you can't sit her at the bar and she can't have a drink in her hand. So his solution to that problem was to then have me dancing underneath a waterfall getting soaking wet. And that's
perfectly wholesome.
At 15, I was in 10th grade. That's sort of a microcosm of how Bay's mind works.
Well, that's really a microcosm of how all our minds work. But some of us have the decency to repress those thoughts and pretend that they don't exist.
So he later gave her, in the same interview, gave her, and actually in listening to it, you know, they're trying to keep it light. And she does sort of sarcastically say, oh, okay. He gives her a drawing of himself and her together in bed. And the image, he's trying to stick his tongue in her mouth. And, you know, he's actually.
And he, in this case, is Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
So, the clip makes its way back out there and he's already sort of under it for the blackface thing. And so this thing surfaces. So, you know, over the last couple days, this is what he's been dealing with.
Not good times.
No. She got her break in 07's Transformers, and she talks about how she had to audition by washing Michael Bay's Ferrari while he filmed her. After starring in the first two Transformers films, she was fired for comparing Michael Bay to Hitler, said he was a nightmare to work for. Let's see. It looks like the actress was called Dumb as Rocks and Trailer Track. And that being a porn star would be a good career option for her.
By Michael Bay, he said that?
They're saying here, I don't know who wrote it, but it was an open letter, basically. But it looks like it's coming from, if not from him, they're saying the director's crew.
Oh, someone defending him.
It sounds like it. Anyway, obviously people are saying, look, she, and then in 2018 when the whole Me Too thing was happening, she was asked by the New York Times if she felt that she deserved an apology. She said, listen, I was speaking out about this over a decade ago, and what everyone did was call me stupid and a porn star and trailer trash. Mm-hmm. She said, basically, I don't talk about that stuff because I don't think anybody believes me. She didn't talk about her own experiences because people don't consider her, quote, normal or relatable or likable. She said, even with the hashtag MeToo movement and everyone coming out with stories, and one could assume that I probably have quite a few stories, and I do, I didn't speak out for many reasons. I just didn't think, based on how I'd been received by people and by feminists, that I would be a sympathetic victim. I thought if there were ever a time where the world would agree that it's appropriate to victim shame someone, it would be when I came forward with my story. Which, oh God, it's just, that it's so crushing. Like, I feel like, you know, she's trying to tell her story and people are like, oh yeah, haha, bimbo.
Well, it sounds, unfortunately, as much as I like Jimmy, it sounds like she was hoping for an ally in her storytelling.
I agree.
There,
I know.
And he
wasn't one of them.
He failed her in that situation. And I can't put myself in his shoes. I can feel her. I get her. 15? That
just
is
trying to be a star.
Kid. You don't even have a license yet. You are a kid. And so, and I don't know Michael Bay at all, but I don't get the fascination. Like, I don't get it. Why are you hiring underage girls to do swimsuit scenes?
Right.
I don't
So his solution to her being in the bar was that she'd be a stripper in the bar. Oh, well, I can't put a drink in your hand and sit you at the bar. I know, we'll drop water on you.
It seems weird that she's even hired if they knew that they couldn't use her for that. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't you hire someone for the scene that you knew could do the scene?
It's, yes. Well, she was an extra in it. I mean, it wasn't like she had speaking lines or whatever. Let me see if I can find the name of the movie that was.
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys 2. Right.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, they're like, oh my God, this chick's hot. We're using her. And they're like, well, you can't use her at the bar.
Just, right.
You know?
Got it. She's just.
And I don't know when Bad Boys 2 came out, but in 07 is when she got the part. And she was of age, I believe, at that point in Transformers. And I will say, I have
You've
never
said this many times.
I love that scene when you first meet her. She's bent over inside in a car, and she looks over, and those blue eyes are so startling. I'm like, that girl's a star. Like that, right. She's so beautiful. She just looks amazing doing that. Like, I am perving on her right now. And look, that's what movies are. You know, we're looking for hot people to perv on, clearly. I mean, I don't think there's any really denying that. You know, however, her treatment as a human being outside of her role as the hot chick needed to be a little nicer than it was. And yeah, you're right. Jimmy Kimmel, really not an ally in this situation. I'm totally out of time. We really spent a lot of time on that. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
4th of July is coming. We'll talk about that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.